Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska House District 1 race remains officially deadlocked as a tie-breaking vote for Democrat Catherine Dodge is yet to be counted. Yesterday, the state certified the November general election as required by law, and the tally for the downtown Fairbanks House District has Dodge and Republican Bart Laban both with 2,661 votes. As KUAC's Robin reports, the outstanding ballot for Dodge and any late-arriving absentee ballots will be considered during a recount set for Friday.
The division held a press conference in Juneau to explain the next steps in the House District 1 race. Drawing everyone's attention is one more ballot that was cast in the Fairbanks No. 6 precinct and marked for Catherine Dodge.
The State Review Board has inspected and hand-counted every ballot from the district. With the exception of one ballot that's currently being investigated further to determine whether or not it will be counted on Friday.
Josie Banke of the Division of Elections explained the ballot was found in a second secrecy sleeve outside of the AccuVote counting machine.
It wasn't until we received all the election materials in their entirety to determine this voted ballot in a secrecy sleeve was not, in fact, a question ballot.
Stuart Slider of the Review Board says they are investigating the way voters signed in before voting at the Fairbanks 6th precinct. With 367 voters signed in, 365 ballots cast, one less signature and one more ballot would explain the anomaly.
One of the names that has been highlighted is between a husband and a wife's name. The husband and wife came in, they highlighted two names that are the same, but then the husband's, he's on the next page.
Because of the tie, there will be an automatic recount this Friday, November 30th at 10 in the morning. And it seems likely that last uncounted ballot will go into the mix, along with any other mailed-in ballots that might arrive before the recount. Ballots coming in this late are very often from voters in the military serving overseas. They must be postmarked on Election Day. There are as many as 60 unreturned absentee ballots that could come in for House District 1, though normally the return is a portion of those sent out. With help from Jeremy Shea, I'm Robin.
Governor-elect Mike Dunleavy's cabinet is taking shape with several key positions announced yesterday to lead state agencies. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, only one of the appointees has experience in state government.
The governor-elect recently tapped Jeremy Price to be his deputy chief of staff. Price grew up in Alaska and from 2014 until recently worked for a conservative group advocating less industry regulation.
Lower taxes, limited government, and accountability for our elected officials.
That's Price speaking as head of the Alaska chapter of Americans for Prosperity. He's also worked as Congressman Don Young's legislative director and as an aide to Senator Lisa Murkowski. He then worked for the American Petroleum Institute. Price isn't the only oil and gas industry veteran tapped for a cabinet position. Jason Bruni will be Commissioner of Environmental Conservation. Bruni also recently worked as Land and Resources Director for CIRI.
He is tenacious. He is detail-orientated.
Kara Moriarty is President and CEO of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association. She said Bruni's undergraduate degree in biology and graduate work in environmental science allows him to get into the weeds when talking policy.
He is very committed and loyal to whoever he works for, and so I think he'll do an amazing job representing the state's interests.
Bruni has also served on several boards, including the Cook Inlet Beluga Recovery Team and Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Public Advisory Committee. That makes him known among environmentalists, guys like Cook Inlet Keepers Bob Shavelson.
Someone you can certainly talk to. He's open-minded. He also has a very strong pro-development slant.
The incoming Commissioner for Health and Social Services is from Wasilla. The transition team touts Adam Crum's private sector experience. He's Executive Vice President of Northern Industrial Training. The Palmer-based firm offers welding classes and other vocational development courses. Crum has a master's in public health from Johns Hopkins University, and 2 years ago he made a failed primary challenge against Senator Shelley Hughes, a Wasilla Republican. Pat Martin of Alaska Right to Life recalls meeting the Senate hopeful.
We, of course, asked him a lot of questions about his positions on protecting life, and he's one of the candidates that we endorsed back in 2016.
The right to abortion is protected by the U.S. and Alaska constitutions. The state's social services agency controls access, especially for rural and low-income women. Other appointments include Jonathan Quick as Commissioner of Administration. He comes from the Kenai Peninsula Borough, where he oversaw hundreds of public workers. As the state's administration commissioner, he'll oversee thousands. Dunleavy's budget director will be Donna Ardwin. Of his latest batch of picks, she's the only one with state-level experience. She's worked for Florida politicians Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, and Jeb Bush, and for California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
A humpback whale was successfully disentangled from mooring lines in southeast Alaska on Thanksgiving Day. The 40-ton whale was in a dire predicament, caught in heavy lines anchored to the seafloor. According to Dr. Fred Sharp, the researcher who eventually cut it free, the whale was at risk of suffocation and knew it, making its rescue especially challenging. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Dr. Fred Sharp works for the Alaska Whale Foundation. He flew from Juneau to Sarkar Cove on the west coast of Prince of Wales Island the day the entangled whale was reported to NOAA Fisheries. He's been working with whales for 32 years.
What was particularly worrisome about this individual was that some of the lines were wrapped over the leading edge or the splash guard of the animal's blowhole. And, you know, as you can imagine, we're air-breathing beings too, and we know how that feels, that sense of suffocation, inability to breathe. And that's something you have to be vigilant of because animals are simply going to be a little bit more agitated.
Sharp says that the Center for Coastal Studies has developed an arsenal of tools to free entangled whales, cutters, grapples, knives, and even drones and GoPro cameras. Then it's a matter of getting in close enough to do the job while staying at a safe distance.
Oftentimes when we're doing a technique, if we're going to be using cutting knives or tools, or those are often done on using very long Kevlar poles so we can stay a body length or so away from the animal. Sometimes you just give the animal what we call a little love tap. You just take your tool and just touch it on the back just so it see how it's going to respond in the general area that you want to cut. There are certain angles that you approach the animal that tend to be less agitating to the animal. There's lots of really subtle techniques that you use to assess their condition.
Because this whale was caught in heavy-gauge mooring lines, Sharp was able to hook a knife under them and then back the boat away to make the cuts. Although this story has a happy ending, the statistics about entanglements can be discouraging. Sharp says recent data suggests that 50% of the whales in Glacier Bay show signs of scarring from interaction with nets, lines, buoys, and chains. A lover of seafood, he's not blaming the fishing industry. Coexisting with whales is always going to be challenging.
The animals are cognitively and emotionally complex enough that they always keep you guessing.
Seeing the whale swim out of Sarkar Cove just before sunset on Thanksgiving not only gave Sharp a great dinner table story of the day, but he also describes these positive outcomes as one of the best feelings in the world. Reporting in Sitka with help from Enrique Perez de la Rosa, I'm Robert Woolsey.
And I'm Dan Bross.